Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for a new day where we can truly experience you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, because we came to that place where we understood that Jesus, who you sent, Father, is truly the Son of God. Hallelujah. Greetings, precious disciples. I'm going fishing early this morning, so Danita's going to be sleeping in, and we'll send the message later on. So we're just reading one scripture, and this scripture comes after Jesus cries out with a loud voice, "It is finished." Okay, you didn't see that in this Matthew translation, but then he yielded up his spirit, he died, and the curtain of the temple was torn from top to bottom. The earth shook, the rocks were split, and the coming out of the tombs, the graves, and many of the prophets of old came out and went into the holy cities. And then just verse 54, and when the centurion and those who were with him, the other soldiers keeping watch over Jesus, saw the earthquake and what took place, they were filled with awe and said, "Truly, this was the Son of God." And so it's just so significant. You know, God is really as concerned with each and every one. And we've come to understand through the Word of God that when Jesus died, we died. And so the old covenant passed away, and a whole new and the better covenant, the intentions of God, has come about now in the death, the resurrection, and now the rule of Jesus. So it's just so important. Just as these soldiers, these hardened men in the things of Caesar and the things of Rome, they could also just recognize this is truly the Son of God. And each and every one of us in our journey in life, we had to come to that place as well. Because there's no name under heaven and earth by which you can be saved except through Jesus Christ. So praise God that just as God worked here with the centurions, they saw all this and they said, "Truly, this is the Son of God." We have also had to say, "Truly, Jesus is the Savior." The Jews have come to realize that he's the Savior through all the prophetic word. He would come from a virgin. He would be born in Bethlehem. And he's the suffering servant in Isaiah 53. So it's very much through the scriptures that many of the Jews get born again, come to the Lord. And then a lot of the Muslims that the Lord calls, they have visitations and dreams. And then I've worked with a lot of people, you know, with both Muslim gangsters, drug addicts, and they experience that Jesus is the Messiah simply because I set the pattern. I lay the good things of God out for them, speak about it, and then they spend time in the Word. And then it becomes a conviction in the spirit that Jesus is the Savior, he's the King of this whole world, and he loves them, and he's got a wonderful plan for them, and they surrender to the Lord. So each and every one of us has got a unique testimony of where we've come out and how God has worked in our lives, bringing us to that point of saying, "Truly, Jesus is the Son of God," and we enter into a new and a better covenant, married to the Lord, in fellowship with the Lord, in obedience, in dedication, we then experience the Lord. So just be encouraged again for your friends and people out there that Jesus is the one that knocked on our door. Jesus is the one that prepared us. He said to his disciples, "I'll make you fishers of men." And yes, so fishers of men out there have sowed the words, sowed the seeds, watered the seeds, but then he brings the increase. God brings the increase and gets us to be born again. So don't despair. I mean, we here in Kula, from when I came here more than 2 years ago, there was this one father, but he was hard, and he wouldn't let his children come to church, and he was against the pastor, and you know, and he was really coming up against religion and Pacific the RKS church here in town. And just a couple of nights ago, he comes and he knocks on Dave's door, and he repents there crying, and Dave leads him in prayer there to take hold of the Lord. So just, you know, again, this just scripture just comes to mind, you know, when you've been forgiven much and you don't forgive others, the Lord gives you over to tormentors. But why, again, his whole thing with mankind and each and every person, he loves us and he's wanting the best for our lives. And so just let that testimony just encourage you. God is there seeking to save. He's ruling and reigning now with all power, and he knows how to bring each and every one. He knew how to bring each and every one of us to our knees, and he knows how to bring each and everyone out there. So stay strong in the Lord, stay trusting in the Lord, stay bringing mankind, family, and all situations to the Lord, because he says, cast all your cares upon him. Say, stay strong in faith, because truly we are with the Son of God, married to the Son of God, being led by the Spirit, is according to everything that Jesus has, the Holy Spirit reveals. So be blessed to know that your Savior is truly the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and he's a wonderful personal Savior taking you on from glory to glory in Jesus' name. Have a lovely morning, night, night.